want to encourage your heart a little bit. Kind of had two thoughts that I wanted to deal with, and we'll see which one and how it kind of goes, all right? But I was, my mind was, especially with all of the things that are going on in the earth, my mind immediately, I kept listening to a lady. They had the Archdiocese, and that's the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, the spokesperson for the Catholic Church, said she was in the news the way that they had worded it. That she wanted all the churches that were in the, she wanted all churches, not just churches that were in the area. She said she wanted all churches to follow their lead. And that's what she said, to follow their lead and close up your houses of worship. And my mind, when she said that, that kind of bothered me, given what we know concerning the time and concerning the tribulation period, to have someone take that initiative to speak for all households of faith. I wasn't moved by it, but I just thought of the boldness of it. And then for the media to promote it, they kept playing it. Whenever there was something to be said about the church, they let what she said be the voice for the church. And the troubling thing is, you know, you at the end of days, especially in the times that we're living in, when men need the message of salvation, the last people we need to be hearing it from is from those that don't know Jesus. Those that do not know Jesus don't have the message for the church. They do not have the message for the church. According to the Lord Jesus, they have rejected the Lord. They had rejected him as being their God. And when I thought about that, I thought about the message just of 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, when you look at the message of the gospel, there's no other message in this world that has the power to heal or to deliver and to remove the burden and the curse of sin and to provide true and genuine love to those that are looking for love. All of the things that we are hearing right now, we're noticing that the word is coming to life in our ears. When the scriptures, as I said the other day, the scripture says, if in this life only we have a hope, we are of all men most miserable. You're seeing the manifestation of people that are miserable. They're miserable and they don't know how to express that misery. They don't know how to deal with it. That's true. Somebody miserable and they don't know how to deal with it, they want you to be miserable right along with them. They try to make your life miserable. Right. And at the end of the day, if you're not careful, they'll drag you right into that pit. Yeah. Right with them. But Jesus is saying that that is the results of following the God of this world. When you're in that miserable state, when you're in that state of hopelessness, that is the results of following the God of this world. And the God of this world, according to the scripture, has blinded the minds. He's blinded the minds of the people. For what reason? Because he doesn't want them to see Jesus. You know, all of this stuff that is going on in the earth, now this is just one. This is just one thing. But all of this attention that this stuff is getting, it's, you think about the logic of it. What is it not doing? It's not promoting Jesus. It is not glorifying Jesus. It's causing people to focus on the flesh. And Jesus says, if we mind those that are in the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh. So, and then we that are saved, those that have the Holy Ghost, those that have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and have received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as Jesus Christ gives the utterance, we are not supposed to be fleshly driven people. We are supposed to live according to the Lord's Spirit. The Holy Ghost is here to lead us and guide us. So that's what the scripture says. The Holy Ghost is there. It has a purpose. It has a role. It has a responsibility in the earth. It's to lead and to guide us into what? All truth. Not some truth, but into all truth. And you think about when the enemy shows us his influence and his ability to control in the earth. That's how you know that this is nobody but Satan. It's his ability to influence and his ability to control the earth. And when you look at 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, it lets you know this. It says, in whom the God of this world, he has blinded the minds of the people. He's blinded the people's mind. He's trying to take away the value or the power that is in you. When you got the Holy Ghost, you got power inside of you. Yeah. You got the Holy Ghost, you have power inside of you. Yeah. You know something that the world does not know. You know the value of the name of Jesus. Yeah. The scripture says that there is no salvation in any other. Yeah. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It is our belief that the name of Jesus, it cures all manner of sicknesses. It heals all manner of diseases. It delivers the soul from the bondage of sin. And nobody but the devil will try to keep you from invoking the name of Jesus, from having your mind on the name of Jesus. He wants you to pay attention to everything that has nothing to do with your soul. None of this stuff that's going on in the earth has anything to do with your soul. Amen. All it does is deal with your body. Yeah. Deal with your body. And at the end of the day, where will your soul be at? Yeah. Lord done told you, what profit is it for you to gain this whole world? Yeah. And then do what? Lose? Yeah. See, the church has to be focused on the soul. Yeah. Church is not focused on the body. Okay. Church is not. I'm sorry. I'm not. You would say, Elder Scudder, I'm not focused on your body. I'm not focused on the conditions of your body. I am concerned with the condition of your soul. It, regardless of whether your body stays healthy or not, how is your soul? Your soul is sick. It's sick because of sin. And the only one that can deliver the sin-sick soul is Jesus. Scripture says, then she shall bring forth the son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sin. That's the purpose of the gospel message. The purpose of this glorious gospel. And many people will have all kind of messages that they will be bringing on today. And it will all be focusing on the flesh. It'll be focusing on the flesh. It will justify people hiding, people staying in captive states, people staying bunkered down in their homes, people spending time with their family. But again, it has nothing to do with your soul. I don't care. They'll go and bring scriptures up from the Old Testament. When they talk about the Lord's wrath is on the earth and you should do this and you should do that. But if you come over into the New Testament has a whole different message. A New Testament that all points you to the one Savior, that is Jesus. And it tells us to put all of our trust in Jesus. Don't put your confidence in anything else but the name of Jesus. What the scripture says, in him we do what? Live, we move, and we have our being. So I'm grateful, saints. Even in the midst of it all, the message still doesn't change. You need to be born again. Need to be born again of both water and spirit. Even when you think you're safe. Even when the devil tries to put it in your mind that you are safe from the wrath of God. You should have an understanding. You need to hear a message that reminds you that I don't care where you go, you will never escape the wage of sin.
Right.
Only way you can get out of sin is you've got to come to Jesus.
Right.
He is the only Savior from sin. There is no salvation in any other.
Yeah.
No one else can deliver you from the pains of sin but Jesus. That's why I thank the Lord as saints, as those that have been born again, if ever we should be preaching Jesus, it should be during a time like this. And I'm trying to tell you, when the God of this world has control of people's minds, they will not listen. And they have to understand the reason you're not listening is because that devil has your mind blind. He wants you to pay attention to stuff that has nothing to do with your soul. That's the truth, saints. How dare we say we can't come serve the Lord, but yet we can go buy a loaf of bread? Who would tell you to do something like that but Satan? Who would tell you to do something like that but Satan? Who would tell you it's okay to keep a hospital open but to close the doors of the church? When the church is here to save your soul. Church is not here to take care of your body. It's here to deliver your soul. Anytime you should say the church should be open 24 hours a day. Why? Because souls are at stake. Do you realize that if that disease affects people's body, these people are dying in their sin. They're not dying free from sin. They're dying in their sin. And when you die in your sin, you go to hell. You go to hell. Any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. That's what the scriptures say. So if ever anybody should be up, that's why I say, talk about turn off the television, because the television is just promoting the flesh. It's not telling you anything about your soul. And before you know it, you'll be distracted. You'll be overcome worrying about your flesh. And you'll be forgetting about the care and the quality of your soul. Where is your soul? Where is your soul at? Where's your soul? If you haven't been born again, your soul is not ready to go back with Jesus. It's not ready to see Jesus. It's not ready to face the judgment that Jesus has for you. Your soul hasn't been born again. That's why the scripture says that the gods of this world does what? They blind your mind. Blind your mind, and the strength of that state of blindness is unbelief. They would rather believe the man, the lie. That's right. They would rather believe the liar than they would the truth. They're listening to people that have been set up by Satan. They would rather believe a liar than the truth. Now, nobody but the liar would tell you it is so bad that you cannot come to church. What kind of, if you don't have the church, what else do you have? The church is a gateway to eternal life. If you don't have the church, where else will you be at? Your soul would be lost, right? That's the truth, saints. You have to keep these things in your mind. When government things tell you, again, that you can't, and you shouldn't. Again, this is where you need to fall back on the word of God. What does Jesus say? What does Jesus put out before me? Jesus told Nicodemus that except a lesser man is born again of the water and the spirit, he cannot see, nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. So our chief objective, our chief focus is to make sure that the soul gets born again. Born of both what? Water and the spirit. You've got to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin or the removal of sin. You must have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If your glory is all in your flesh, you are of all men most miserable. But my glory is that I'm going to put off this body of flesh, this body of death, and I'm going to put on a glorified body, a body that's my goal, saints. That's my focus. We need to keep reminding ourselves of that. We don't want to get distracted. We don't want to get sidetracked. We don't want to fall for Satan's illusion and become to the point that we can't see afar off. Huh? That's what the scriptures say. They're blind and you can't see afar off. And we don't want to get to that point. That when we're blind and can't see afar off. In other words, the only thing we see is what the devil put in front of us. We can't see afar off. And we don't realize that the Lord suffered blood and died to redeem us from the curse of sin. This is the curse of sin. These viruses, these sicknesses, these diseases, these plagues, these whatever it is, it's all the curse of sin. But Jesus came to deliver us from the curse of sin, right? That's the truth, saints. So help me just to keep my mind on Jesus. Jesus, no matter what go on, just help me to keep my mind stayed on you. No matter what people do, how people run, what people get themselves involved in, help me to keep my mind stayed on you. Help me to get closer to you. As your words say, if a person just draws nigh to Jesus, he will draw nigh to you. Huh? That's the truth, saints. Don't change. I believe what the Lord say. I believe the Lord put that scripture in there about that woman with the issue of blood there for a reason. That woman had an incurable disease, a disease that money could not fix. Huh? That her wealth, her popularity, her who she knew could not fix. But Jesus healed her. All because she approached Jesus in faith. Everybody was touching Jesus, but nobody had faith. The devil wants to steal your faith in the blood of Jesus, right? That's the truth, saints. The devil don't want you to believe in Jesus. He wants you to focus on everything else. Every time you say, let's run for our lives, but they said this, let's concentrate on Jesus, but they said that, let's cry out to the Lord, but they said, but what did Jesus say? What did Jesus tell you to do? Huh? Jesus told me to come down. Huh? Come on, don't you realize you're doing nothing but giving the devil a tool when you're telling people they can stay home and still have an experience with Jesus? Huh? I was thinking about the day. I said, you know, I know one church is going to be full of a standing room only today. Bedside Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
Bedside Baptist is going to be standing room only today. Huh? That's the truth, saints. You won't be able to find a seat in Bedside Baptist today. Huh? A whole lot of people have become members of Bedside Baptist. Huh? And they have taken what should be something that's sacred. Huh? The church is sacred. Church is sacred. You know, even when Paul and Silas was locked up in jail, church was still gathered together. Churches still gathered together and they were praying for them. Huh? They weren't at home talking about woe is Paul and Silas. They were praying. So the only reason Paul and Silas didn't go to church is that they were in jail. Y'all understand that? They were in jail. And then you can say the thing that the church, that the world can't take the church out of you. Because when they confine you to the point, that's when you got to lift up your voice at home or wherever you are at and say, Jesus, deliver. Jesus, you are to be praised, right? That's the truth, saints. They were in jail. But then when they got out of jail, they went to church. They went right where the saints was at. And these are the things that we got to keep before ourselves, saints. Regardless of what path the world goes down, there's a path already laid out for the righteous. And the question is, are you going to follow Jesus? Where's Jesus leading me? He's leading you to eternal life, right? And you got to be willing to do what? Follow his footsteps, right? That's the truth, saints. Come on, go over to Revelations. Oh, let's look at these just two basic scriptures. The message of the gospel is very unique, and it draws the mind past these present temptations and states, these present states, and it causes you to focus on eternity. Huh? The Word of God does that. Word of God never stops
by the side of the road and pays attention to these momentary temporal occurrences. But it forces your mind to focus on eternity. Huh? Come on, go over to Matthew chapter number 7, verses number 13 and 14. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Very familiar passage. And then we're going to go over to Revelation chapter number 20, 11 through 15. The message of the gospel makes you focus on this. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way. What does it do? It leads to death. And how many people? Many. Many are going down in the path of death. But straight is the gate. And narrow is the way that leadeth to what? To life. And only a what? Lord, let me be in the few that find life. I'm not talking about physical life. I'm talking about eternal life, right? And that can only be found in Jesus. Can only be found in Jesus. Not going to be found in no prescription. It's not going to be found in no doctor's report. It's not going to be found in no laboratory. You only can find eternal life in Scripture.
Right.
And that Scripture points you to Jesus.
Right.
All these Scriptures are given by inspiration of Jesus.
Right.
And they are profitable.
Right.
Meaning they move you forward. Right. Move you forward in what? In doctrine, in reproof,
right.
in correction,
right.
and instruction in righteousness.
Right.
The Word is trying to get you righteous.
Right.
Why? Because it knows at the end of the day, when you stop breathing, you're going to stand before a righteous judge
right.
who's going to judge you by the standards of righteousness.
Right.
If you have not been justified, which means to be declared righteous
right.
by your faith in the death, burial,
right.
and resurrection of Jesus, you're not ready for death, right?
Right.
You ain't ready for no death. You haven't
right.
been justified.
Right.
And that devil know. You can't be justified at home.
No.
Huh?
Yeah.
Satan knows that. You can't be justified in no hospital.
No.
You can only be justified in the Lord's church.
Right.
And he want to do everything he can do to keep you from getting into the church.
Right.
Huh? That's the truth, saints. That's the truth. You say they lock the doors. Let's go find a river. Let's go find a stream. Huh? They say, well, you can't go down to this river. We'll go find another one.
Right.
We'll find a pool of water somewhere
yeah.
where you can get your sins washed away.
Right.
Why? Because we're going to invoke the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
When we take you down in that water in the name of Jesus
right.
Christ, that water now becomes blood.
Right. Right.
And an operation goes on when you go up under that water.
Right.
Writer said it's like a blood transfusion.
Right.
Huh? Circumcision goes on. The Lord cuts out sin
right.
some kind of supernatural way.
Right.
The Lord cuts out sin and he replaces it with redemptive
right.
blood.
Right.
Blood that's got the power to cover you from now to eternity.
Right.
Huh? He said, I will wash away your sins and I will remember them no more. Right?
Right.
Nobody but the devil will try to prevent
right.
you from doing that.
Yes.
Nobody but Satan would tell you, you don't have to call Jesus. You don't have to call Jesus. There's too much germs going around. You don't need to be around people. You need social distance. Huh? You don't need to be around nobody telling them to lift up their hands, calling on the name of Jesus. Ain't nobody but the devil trying to put that in your mind. Not to get around somebody and say, call Jesus. Call with everything inside of you. Forget about yourself and see Jesus on the cross. The devil's trying to tell you it's too many germs out here for you to get your soul saved. But you got to tell Satan you are a liar. Jesus told me to do it. He said, whosoever shall call on his name shall be saved, right? Huh? Devil don't want you to be delivered from your sin. Want you to die in your sin. Huh? Therefore, he uses all of these messages to invoke fear inside of you. Just so that you won't get your soul right. Huh? He don't care about your body. He's only concerned about your soul being lost,
right?
So what you get is sickness. Devil know he can't kill you with that sickness. He'd just be sitting there waiting. Please, let this be the sickness that takes them out to earth. Please don't let a saint come find them. Please don't let nobody lay hands on them and invoke the name of Jesus. Because I know that name is going to make that sickness behave. And I know the name of Jesus, he has the control over life and death. Jesus, I've appointed your battle that you cannot pass. I don't care what sickness you get. I don't care what sickness you avoid. When Jesus calls, you're going to get out of here, right? And you're going to have to give an answer for the things you've done in this body, right? And what do you want the Lord to say about you in this body? I'm trying to learn like Paul learned. Paul had an understanding. Paul had a mind frame. He understood logically that one day I got to get out this body. But he realized, he said, if death should come, I want to fight a good fight of faith. At the end of the day, I want people to see I walk according to the faith, right? The faith. The faith of what? The faith of Jesus. I'm not denying the name of Jesus. I'm not putting the names down. Because somebody said you can't preach it. Because somebody said you can't do it. So they say you can't come back in this building. Well, they can't stop me from getting on the street. You've already seen me do it. I will gladly open up my book on the corner. And I will declare what thus saith the Lord. You say, well, I'm going to lock you up. Well, I will take my message into the jail. Well, you ain't going to have no Bible. Thank the Lord. The Lord put the word inside of me. I don't even need this book no more to give you the plan of salvation. I can go from Genesis all the way to Revelation and break down who Jesus is. You say, well, how do you know? In the beginning, God, he created the heaven and the earth. John said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld God's glory, that all on the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus, right? That's the truth. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, right? And you whom he hath quickened, who were dead in sin, but are now alive. Why? Because you got Jesus, right? In times past, we were the people, right? We followed the God of this world. We were the children of disobedience. All of our lifetime, we had our conversation with that, right? But God commended his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. How much more then, being now justified, meaning being declared righteous by his blood, we shall be saved. Not judged, not condemned, not destroyed. We shall be saved from wrath through him, right? That's the only way you're going to avoid this stuff is you got to do it through Jesus. That's the truth, saints. You know, you got to get the word in. This is why we say, hide the word in your heart. That you may not do what? Sin against Jesus.
Right.
Want to keep it ever before myself. That a day is coming when we are the dead, small and great, are going to stand before Jesus. I don't care who you are. The sea is going to give up the dead in it. I don't care where you stop breathing at. You and I are going to stand before a righteous judge. And he's going to judge us by the standard of righteousness, right? John said, I saw a book, and then I saw a book was open, and another book. The books were open, and another book, which is the book of life. Whoever's name was not found written in that book, was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Lord, just let my name be in the book. At the end of the day, let my name be in the book. That's why you get born again, so that you can get your name in the book, right? There is a registration, for those that have access into that holy city. And if your name is not in that book, the Lord said, many shall come to me in that day. Oh, say, Lord, I have preached in your name. I did this in your name. Oh, I healed the sick in your name. But Jesus says, I know you not. Oh, meaning your name is not in the book. Oh, do you want the Lord to say that about you? I don't want the Lord to look at me and say, I know you not. Oh, you are a worker of iniquity, meaning you still in your sin, right? I don't want the Lord to look at me and say that. Say, oh, this guy, well, who's in the books? The liars? The whoremongers? Huh? Idolaters? Huh? Those that believe in witchcraft? Those that are doing a whole lot of whoremongering? Huh? All of these sorcerers? Huh? All of these unbelievers. Huh? What does the God of this world do? He wants you to be an unbeliever. You so worried about corona, you need to be worried about the disease of unbelief. The disease of unbelief is going to take you to an early grave. It's going to cause you to lift up your eyes in hell, right? That's the disease you need Jesus for. Huh? Only Jesus can deliver you from that. That's the truth, saints. Amen. That's the truth. Wherever your name is not found written in that book, you're going to be cast into that lake of fire. Huh? Come on, it's the truth, saints. Look at Luke chapter number 13, 22 through 24. Really quick. I'm going to let you get ready to go. Because I said I'm not going to hold you long. Luke, what did I say? 13. What does it say there?
24.
Yes.
That wherewith I shall I liken the kingdom of God?
Yes.
It is like the leaven which a woman took and hid
13:22.
Okay.
13:22. Yes.
And he went through the city.
Isn't that the truth? Come on, saints. Let's walk with Jesus. Uh-huh. Let's walk through our city. Let's walk through this city. Mm-hmm. What do you see? Huh? See a lot of homes. See a lot of people. Huh? Walking their dogs. Holding hands. Mask on. Gloves on their hands. Whole lot of people in the supermarkets, right? At the gas station. Walk with Jesus a little bit. Huh? He said he walked through the what? The what? The city. And the villages.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Then said one unto him, go. Are there few that be saved?
Yes.
And he said unto them, strive to enter.
In other words, don't you pay attention to the numbers.
Right.
Focus on your soul. Huh? Amen. Focus on your soul. Strive to get in at the what? The straight gate. Huh? Why, Jesus? Because many, many are going to try to get in, but they're not going to be able to, right? That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to fall in that category where I'm trying to get back with Jesus. And then the Lord say no.
Yeah.
Huh? No, why would the Lord say no? Because of your unbelief. Huh? And if you go over to Hebrews chapter number 3, Hebrews chapter number 3 says, so then their hearts were hardened because of unbelief.
Yeah.
Don't provoke the Lord in the day of provocation. Huh? Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as your fathers did. Is that what that chapter number 3 say?
Mm-hmm.
And they tempted me and tried me,
mm-hmm,
and saw my works 40 long years. Is that what it say? Chapter number 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Go down a little bit. Chapter number 3. No, not the last one. It says, but their hearts were hardened because of unbelief. As in the day of provocation. What verse is that? 3 and what? 3 and 8. What does 3 and 9 say? When your fathers proved me. Uh-huh. Saw my works. How long have we been in this way called holiness? How many diseases have we seen Jesus heal? How many times have we seen the Lord bring us out of horrible pits? And now are we going to let a world that does not know Jesus set our course of direction? The devil is a liar, saints. Huh? How dare we sit back and fold because the devil said this and that? Where is Jesus? Huh? Where is Jesus? The Lord done proved himself to you.
Thank you.
He's done proved himself time and time again.
Yeah.
proved me and saw my works. 40 long years. How old you are. You done saw the Lord work. All of your years on this life. Devil been after you for a long time. Trying to take your life. But look at where you are. Nobody but a hand of grace and mercy has kept you down to this point in time. And if it's been keeping you now, it'll keep you a little bit further, right? But you've got to do what? You've got to believe Jesus. Huh? That's the truth. Read a little bit more. That's what makes the Lord upset. It's because after he's kept proving himself over and over again, here you go doubting. Here you go questioning him. He brought you out of bondage. He brought you out of Egypt. How dare you stand here and say, Lord, we don't have nothing to eat. Lord, we ain't got nothing to drink. I brought you out, right? And I brought you out, I'll keep you. I'm the one made the Egyptians die. I killed them. I made the sea overcome them. I'm the one washed their bodies up on the shore. I'm the one killed the chariots, right? I'm the one that created the memorial. The memorial of dead bodies. Come on, can't nobody do that but Jesus. And what is he doing right now? Giving us memorials of dead bodies all around the land. They're full of people that have rejected Jesus. And now they're crying for help. Now they're saying, woe is me. Buy up all the toilet paper. Buy up all the alcohol. Woe is me. Toilet paper and alcohol can't erase sin. I don't care how much alcohol, hand sanitizer, and bleach you got. You still got sin on you, right? That's the truth, saints.
Yes.
Lord didn't say the wage of a virus is death. He didn't say a wage of a disease is death. He said the wage of sin. See how that devil tried to confuse your mind? Make you pay attention to stuff that don't pay sin. Didn't say the wage of this stuff was sin. It said the wage of this stuff is death. It said the wage of one thing. It got real specific. It said the wage of sin is what?
Death.
That's the truth. Did y'all finish reading it?
Yes.
They always sinning. Folk always is sinning. You catering to sin. You saying it's okay to sin. That's the truth. Say, oh, it's okay for us to wear this. It's okay for us to dress like this. It's okay for us to go here and go there. You always doing sinful stuff. And you know the Lord ain't pleased with it. But because you worried about people, because you're worried about numbers, when the Lord told you to strive to get in, don't you worry about who's going to make it. You strive to get yourself through that door, right? Because many are going to seek to get in and not going to be able to do it, right? That's the truth, saints. Read a little bit more.
And it says, so I swear in my wrath.
Hey, you don't want the Lord to do this to you.
He said, they shall not enter into my wrath.
Isn't that something to think about? Before they even got started. Before they even got started, good. The Lord done promised them something. Then I told you all before, you a dead man walking. Didn't I tell y'all about that king? Jezebel's husband?
Yeah.
Lord said, them same dogs that you had to lick that prophet's blood. Them same dogs was going to lick your blood too. He was a dead man walking. He thought himself he was going down to get a blessing. Because he did it wrong, got that man's garden on a cursed way, right? Wasn't on no holy or righteous way, it was sinful. But the Lord done told him, you are a dead man walking, right? Lord said, I swear in my wrath, you shall not. That's something to say, isn't it? Keep reading a little bit more. That's the truth, saints. I'm warning you. I'm trying to get this across to every saint. Everybody that say they have been born again. Every household of faith. where you are supposed to be lifting up the name of Jesus. I am telling you to take heed. It is not my word. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, take heed. What do I need to pay attention to, Jesus? Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, right? An evil heart of unbelief. It's not getting you closer to Jesus, but it's departing you from. It's taking you away from life. Keep going. That's my job. You say, Elder Scudder, why would a church be open? Because that's my job. My job is to exhort you how long? Huh? How long? I'm trying to give you the message while the light is still out. Because one day the Lord is going to shut the door. Huh? And when he shuts the door, can't nobody open it back up. How you can waste time if you want, saints, sitting bunkering in your house if you want. The day is far spent, right? The night is at hand, right? It's time to do what? Seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. Ever there's a time to be running for your life, now's the time. Yeah. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Put some pep in your step.
Yeah.
Run for your life.
Right.
Huh? Don't sit by the side of the road talking about woe is me.
Right.
Get up.
Right.
Don't let the blind beggar beat you.
Right.
Don't let the man that was at the gate called beautiful, the lame man, beat you.
Right.
Don't let the woman that had a disease. The woman had a disease a long time.
Right.
Don't let her beat you.
Right.
You that got the full faculties of your limbs.
Right.
Huh? Jesus. You that can walk on your Pat and your Charlie.
Right.
Huh? Jesus. Huh? You that can do these things.
Jesus.
You that got arms to put up and a mouth to talk.
Right.
Don't let those that ain't got none of it beat you out.
Right.
Read a little bit more.
That while it is called today, many of you be hardened through the deceit.
What is this stuff called, sir? Huh? Call it what it is. Call it what it is. It's the deceitfulness of sin. And what does that deceitfulness of sin create? It creates a hard heart. You can't be saved with no hard heart. Because every time Jesus speaks, you're going to say, but.
Yeah.
Elder Scudder, we're going to have a week of prayer this week, but. You don't understand what they say, but. But what did Jesus tell us to do? Jesus said that you ought, men everywhere, ought to lift up their hands. Huh? Cry out. Cry out for people that ain't got no mind. Huh? Don't you realize these folk ain't got no mind? They ain't got no mind to be saved. What they got a mind to do? To hide? Walk around in fear? Talk about how, whoa, the earth is. Beautiful day outside. Beautiful, I mean, the sun is shining, but the folk is depressed. They sad because they done put a whole bunch of sad news in their ear. But this is the day you can be saved. This is the day you can have Jesus inside your soul. Scripture says this is the day that the Lord hath made. And we ought to do what? Rejoice. And nah, you listen to that TV, ain't nothing to be glad about. You listen to that devil, ain't nothing to be glad about. You be just like Eve, thinking you living beneath your privilege. Huh? She was feeling good before she started talking to that devil. To that devil started telling her everything that she didn't have, and what didn't she have? She didn't have death. If the devil just was honest, all she didn't have was death. The Lord gave her everything else, life. Huh? More abundantly. That's right. Gave her everything. She was perfect. Huh? You listen to that devil. That devil just rocked, made her feel like the Lord was cheating you out of something. What was the Lord cheating you out of? Death. He was trying to prevent you from dying. And look at what you did. When you followed behind that devil, you died, right? And you weren't even happy dying. Scripture said, both you and your husband hid yourselves. Shame to look at one another. You wasn't ashamed before you was listening to Jesus. But now that you listen to that old devil, that old serpent, huh? Slick stuff. He done messed your faith up. That's why I say, saints, we don't want to let the enemy get into us and cause us to mess up our faith, all right? I'm going to stop. Trust y'all got something out the word.